So, I was walking home, well, as in going to walk home all the way. I decided against running because of the heat. It's been 29 degrees Celsius in my office today. So, Sarah's just been dropping the girls off for cheerleading. Oh, better take my rucksack off. And here she is to pick me up. Hello, everybody. Hello, Sam. Harry looks tired. Yeah. Oh, that was Amy.
Oh, yeah, that's
Amy. Oh, hang on, I'm recording an audio boo. She's coming around on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time I've ever been
here. It's alright, I don't mind. I'll not be in now. I'll be wild camping.
I'm not dealing with Mr. Boring.
Right.
I'll camp Friday night.
How have you been?
Tired, not feeling so hot.
Not, you're not feeling well? No. What are you doing? Kev, what's your speed?
It's going 30, thank you.
Are you going to turn left at this one?
Yeah. I was actually going to head back to
Tesco.
Yeah.
Is that your bruise from where you were assaulted by your husband?
Yeah.
Sarah's got quite a nasty bruise on the inside of her right arm. Hello, son. Say hello. Perhaps not. Are you hot? No? Are you hungry? You've had your tea, you are hungry.
Always.
Do you want an ice cream? Should we get an ice cream? Yeah?
Well, we just need milk actually, some powdered cheese, so we'll just get a little and get ice cream.
What are you doing with the gears? Should we calm down?
Yeah, you can drive.
I'll drive. If you want to pull over, I'll drive.
Yeah.
It's 31 degrees, it says on the car temperature gauge. I don't think it's 31.
Our garden is. I like to come in.
It's too hot.
Do you know another
department near to where we live, they finished work at 12:30 because it was above 28 degrees in the office. It's been 29.2 degrees in my office since, 11 o'clock this morning. Oh, my headphones. Drop the headphones out the car. So, I'll put that bag in there, son. This is what it's like when I get picked up. I usually drive. So, I deposited the car to the garage this morning because we could hear this rubbing noise. What, your purse?
Tomorrow's
purse. We could hear a rubbing noise from the front left wheel. I'm aching from doing pull-ups in the gym last night. And, now you need to hold this, wife of me. Okay. And, where was I? What was I talking about?
Gym pull-ups aching.
No. Yeah, the car. Oh, and the car, well, they've got the new VXR Estate. Very nice. The car... Yeah, so the car had this rubbing noise. We'd heard it a handful of days before the MOT, didn't we?
Yeah.
And so I suspected that it was like a gator around a suspension strut or something like that. And I wasn't far wrong. It went in the garage, and it was the inside of the wheel arch. There's a cover on the inside of the wheel arch, and that had just come out. So it cost us £28 odd for them to put it on a hoist, or whatever they're called, those pneumatic jack things, and to just push the things back into the clips. Wonderful. But anyway, at least the job's done, because it did sound pretty bad, to be honest. It was just that wheel arch interior cover thing just rubbing against the kind of the axle and the suspension. So when he turned the wheel, it didn't sound particularly very nice. It wasn't that bad. A bit groany. It just sounded like rubbing, didn't it? So that's that. But we have got an issue with the suspension front left. It's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing major. What? No, the rear suspension bush. That's just that's a part that will cost about £11, but it's going to cost us flipping 100 by the time they add labour and all that. Ford are very good at telling you what's wrong with your car. They basically said when we had the car, what did the car go to Ford for? The handbrake. We had a new handbrake assembly put in, and Ford were very kind, as they do, and they did their 150 point check or whatever it is, and to tell us that we were, because they got like three columns, green, amber and red for each item, and we got red for our rear tyres because apparently they had less than 3 millimetres of tread, which is an absolute load of tosh. The tyres are virtually brand new. We only had them put on about... Where we going?
Lidl.
Lidl?
Yeah.
Lidl's behind us, Pat.
Tidworth.
All right. Because the tyres that we've had put on are only a handful of months old. March, April. And I'm standing looking at these tyres and thinking... Okay, even without you don't even need a tread depth gauge, because you can see that they're virtually brand new. So they'd also put us down for a bit of trim that runs up the left hand side of the windscreen, because that was missing. It blew off. However, I am suspect that they broke the securing clips at the bottom part, but that piece of trim was £35 in the end.
Yeah.
£35 for a piece of moulded plastic, injection moulded plastic that's what 80 centimetres long. Brilliant, I love that. Unbelievable. They put us down for a red because that was missing. Unbelievable. What else did they put us down for? Oh, yeah, the rear suspension push. I think that might have been an amber. Something like that. Oh, the heat deflector, the exhaust heat deflector. Basically, it is a piece of metal which is about a foot by a foot and a half, in measurement wise, that's under a certain part of the exhaust, and it was loose, and what I did was I just pushed it back. Obviously it's not affixed in properly, but it's not going anywhere. It doesn't rattle, it's doing its job perfectly well, although it's just not pop riveted or screwed into place, but it's not moving. Essentially, however it was pop riveted or screwed in, one bit of it, that kind of fixture has come off. And somehow, I don't know how, but this kind of piece of metal was bent, and all I've done is bent it back. It's not going anywhere, and they put us down for a negative mark on that when it doesn't actually change the price of fish. So very, very clever. And all the time, when they're putting you down for an amber or a red next to whatever they're looking at, they'll quote you the price to fix it. Very, very clever. So, it's only £56. To fix that. Well, in actual fact, it doesn't need doing full stop. So it winds me up. But that's just Ford's strategic way of, I want to say gaining business, but that's obvious, that's a given. But, getting money to making money. Very clever indeed. So, that's that. It's a good car, this Ford Galaxy. I really enjoy driving it. It's perfect on the motorway. I have never, ever, ever once been felt uncomfortable driving it, or felt tired as a result of driving it. Never once. It's a fantastic car. You know, we've done 82,000 miles in this car since the 1st of February 2009. We've done 82,000 miles in it. And we've taken it to Cyprus, and although there was a few issues in Cyprus, but I do blame initially the weather with the was it the power steering? Did the power steering pump go?
I don't know. It was
there was a pump. I can't remember if there was a water pump in Cyprus or a power steering pump. The water pump went again here, though, didn't it? Yes, they did, because they've replaced that. But the Cypriot roads, you know, the cars, it's still on the same exhaust that it's always had. You know, I'm now sitting at 102,000 miles. It's still on the same exhaust. Oh, text. And so I'm very happy with it. I want to put a new windscreen in. We've just renewed our insurance, and we're going to have to pay £75 excess for the windscreen. But basically, there was an incident where I had to use a Brillo pad to scrape some calc off the windscreen when we're in Cyprus. I'll talk about it in detail another time. But so the windscreen's scratched, and it's also got a chip in. But the chip's been there for four or five years. Yeah. So anyway, that's that. So yeah, it's been another hot day. Apparently, it's becoming really cloudy now. Apparently, we should have had thunderstorms already, but they might come yet. But I fully intend to get out in my hooped bivy on Friday night. I keep thinking it's Thursday today. I want to go out in the hooped bivy and also use my tropical sleeping bag, because I'm finding it really difficult to sleep with a duvet at night time. So I don't need to take any a sleeping bag as warm as my softie, or indeed obviously my Arctic one. Good. Okay, so that's it for now, and thanks for listening if you got to this this far in this rambly boo, and we'll speak to you anon. Ta-da now.
All one word. Out.